Hello everyone, welcome to our first episode of Student Legal Compass. We're your hosts, Gunnor,
Kamiha,
and Rosie.
Today we're going to give you guys an introduction to what the Student Legal Compass is about, getting to know us, and how Student Legal Compass came to be.
I'm actually really excited about this podcast, and so for this first episode, we will be kind of introducing ourselves. I would say I'm Rosie. I am an international student here.
Well, I'm Kamiha. I was born and raised in South London. I'm a second year alongside with you guys as well.
And I'm Gurnoor. I'm also a second year as well. I'm originally from here, but grew up in Canada. I'm also an international student like Rosie as well.
You know, Gurnoor and Rosie, you said that you guys are from international. What made you choose that you wanted to study in London?
I would say I always wanted to go to Canada first, and I kind of changed my mind and I wanted to go to the US. And I learned that in order to study law and become a lawyer, you had to study 7 years. And that was a bit too much for me. So I kind of had a period of time where I was like, okay, I want to become a lawyer, but I have to study something else. Or like, you know, 4 years of studying something else and then kind of get into law school. And I was like, okay, journalism. Okay, I'm going to do journalism and then law. But then I changed my mind and I was like, okay, I want a shorter path. Let me go to London, UK. And that's how I'm here. I still don't know why I chose London or UK, but here I am. So yeah, that's what I would say.
London just drawed you in. It just had its power. What about you, Gunnor? What made you choose like London?
Exactly the same reason as Rosie was saying, that 7 years in America and Canada. I did my high school and college there, and then after, I wanted to pursue law, but I knew that studying in Canada wouldn't be possible, especially I want to be a lawyer at a young age, because you have to do a 4 year of undergrad first and then do LSAT, which is equivalent to LNAT technically, and take a 3 year of law degree, which many students, like what I like about London, especially like having Commonwealth countries like UK, is we can do 3 year of law here straight out of high school, and then we can go back to Canada and like start practicing by just doing NC exam and just qualifying ourselves as a lawyer. So I wanted to come to London mainly for that reason, as well as because it's a career hub as well. Like when you think about like where the like high industry is going to be, like business industry and like such, as you'd always think of like the London being the central hub for that. What about you?
Yes.
Yeah. Me, I think,
why London?
Well, so as I said, I was born and raised in South London, so it was like, to some extent it's like new territory as well, but I just have that sense of familiarity. It's like easy to commute, you know, you've got tubes. One thing I love about London is like the accessibility. You can get to like one station, one part of the country more easily. But even with like, you know, city as well, it feels different as well. So even though, like, you know, I'm part of London Borough, it's like a different type of, like, how to explain it? Like a different vibe, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think I wanted that familiarity, but just also that difference, you know, if that made sense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I like about City as well is that they have like multiple diverse courses. Like they also have Canadian and American courses as well. So that gives like much more like easier idea of what students might want to study, like explore options as well if they want to like use, like Rosie, like you just mentioned, like studying law or like even maybe practicing it there one day could give you like an idea of what Canadian American law could be like.
So yeah, I mean, for example, like if I go back to Turkey, like if I want to go back to Turkey, I would probably do 2 years of a law degree and kind of get a conversion at the same time too. Because for example, if I want to study in Turkey, it would be 4 years and not three. I think it's still like a win-win. But yeah, I mean, there's so many benefits, actually, I would say.
So do you guys want to practice in the UK, or are you guys thinking about practicing elsewhere? What's the plan after? I know it's a bit long way, but still, do you guys have like a plan that you guys want to, you know, do after, you know, City?
I'm planning to go back to Canada to mm-hmm. practice law there. We don't really, I know the UK system, there's solicitor and barrister. There's two different pathways, but in Canada, you're barrister and solicitor. So we don't have like a certain route you have to take, basically. So mm-hmm. as soon as I finish my law degree, I'm like going to go back to Canada. I'm hoping to do a master's first and then do the NC exam, which is like certification that you have to, like every single student have to do if you're like mm-hmm. going back to like Commonwealth country, and hopefully practice there. I do want to qualify myself in America as well, especially California and New York bar. Mm-hmm. But that's something I'm not like on my agenda anytime soon. Like my main goal is to finish my law degree, hopefully do master's, and just
that's really interesting. Study in Canada. Actually, sorry, yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah. What about you, Rosie?
I don't know actually. I just want to explore. Like I want to become a solicitor and not a barrister.
Why solicitor?
Why is just I don't know. I think it comes from like journalism. I love writing. When it comes to writing, I feel like it's better than me just presenting myself. I feel more confident in writing than presenting myself. And I feel like some people are better at speaking. Like for example, I would say like when Pumiha is doing like her meetings. I feel like I can't do that. I that's not for me. I don't think it's for me. Which is great. That's why like in many other countries, if you just become a lawyer, you're just a lawyer that is that both goes to court and also, you know, does what solicitor does at the same time. But here mm-hmm. it's just like barrister and solicitors, they're completely different. So yeah, that's what I would say. I don't remember the question, by the way.
That's okay. What about you, Mia? Like, I know you said that you grew up here as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has like, what are you planning to do? Like, are you trying to be a solicitor or barrister, or are you still exploring options?
I am still exploring, but I've made like recently just made the decision that I think I would prefer becoming a barrister. I mean, I am trying to explore different things. I'm trying to get in, like try and get like vacation schemes just to see if, you know, I know it doesn't like represent the whole area as a solicitor job, but it'll give me like a snippet of what it would be like. I don't know if I told you guys, but I'm currently doing the City Scholars Moot. Mm-hmm. So far I've gotten the first round, going to second. Yay. Hopefully the third. Hopefully, guys, hopefully. But I found it like it was really, really fun. Yes, I was nervous. Yes, I felt sick. You know, there were times I was pacing and everybody saw like what's going on with her. But you know, when I was there standing up, talking to the judge, you know, directing them with like the bundle and everything, it just felt natural. Yes, there were people behind, like were like witnesses, some sense, like just to see how muting was. Despite that, you know, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it, which is surprising because I used to get very nervous when it comes to public speaking. I used to do like mm-hmm. roles at high school, and you would always hear my shaky voice at the start. But mm-hmm. I just realized that with muting, I mean, yes, I've only done it twice ish. I really enjoy it, and I was like, okay, maybe this is something that I would like to do. I would love mm-hmm. to come like in court and advocate in terms of what area of law, still deciding. Mm-hmm. But what about you guys? Have you decided what area of law you guys want to do, or are you still exploring?
I'm gonna answer first, I think. I would say I am mostly interested in like international law and human rights, but for some reason I found myself in the corporate path. I don't know how that happened, but I still follow, like, I still research, like, international laws and, you know, follow up with, like, the news and stuff. But basically, that's how it's going. I don't know how it's going to end up eventually, but I'm just trusting the process, I would say. What about you, Gunnar? How is it going for you?
Honestly, like, At first, I did think, like, when I was in Canada, I always wanted to go into litigation, and basically in criminal law. But I think, like, the past year really, like, made me fall in love with international law and human rights law, I would say. Like, I'm kind of focusing on that, but I'm, like, as you guys as well, like, I am still having an open mind regarding, because we just finished our first year, and, like, there's many options still, like, second and third year. So as of now, it's international law and human rights. So I kind of want to also do something with the UN because of that. So we'll hopefully, guys, we'll see. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But
Hopefully.
yeah, but that's, I'm not, like, that thing about UK, what I found different as well is that, like, here you have to, like, particularly stick to one area of law, like, specialize in that, which is very weird concept to me. Maybe I'm wrong, like, don't quote me on this, but back in Canada and America, you, like, no, I would say Canada, I would stick to Canada. Like, you can do many fields of law that you want to do, basically. And you're not just restricted to one area of law, which I find it more, like, I find it that you can learn more in, like, different area of law rather than just, like, I see why sticking to one area of law would be beneficial, that you would know much more in depth about that law. But I'm just the type of person that would love to have, like, multiple field of law,
Yeah, I
understanding it, you know?
Yeah, I get you. I mean, I think it's similar to like w it's similar to us as well. Like that's the case. But yeah, what about you, Pumiha?
Anything
For
on your
me,
mind that you're thinking? Yeah.
I mean, I when I started, I was like, I was adamant, I'm doing criminal law. I'm doing criminal law. My mom was like, no, you're doing commercial, and I'm like, no, criminal law. But now, after like having like doing contract law and especially contract in practice, I absolutely loved contract in practice. I don't know, it just made sense to me. Although I did like tort and criminal, I really enjoyed like both like commercial law, more contract law, tort and criminal. In terms of like what I want to specialize for now, again, like you guys, I'm not quite sure. I think I don't know about solicitors, but I know for barristers, even if you're doing like commercial law, you do have the option to do like a little bit of public law as well. I don't know whether that's similar to solicitors or whether that's like different in different jurisdiction, but for me, it's nice to know that I can practice two types of area of law. But I feel like this is like really beneficial for our listeners as well, is that knowing that, you know, just because you don't know what area of law you want to specialize isn't the end of the world. You have time, even when you're like first year, second year, even third year, you still have time to explore. And I feel like there is a wide range of like area of law that we don't know, like defense, M&A. There is like, you know, that's something that you guys have to explore. And I feel like if you just take time just to look into the type of law, go to insight days, open days, and just talk to some of the trainees or like the grad recruiters, I feel like you will learn a lot of things. And what you want to choose, like for example, for me, I want to do criminal law, but I changed because you know, having that insight, I think, you know, you will find what area of law you want to specialize. It just you need to take time, and I think it's like a lot of patience as well. I think that basically comes to the question that we will be answering next, how we basically started this. So, who wants to answer that? I mean,
I mean, basically what like Pumi has said, I mean it kind of makes sense. Like the whole purpose of the podcast is to learn more every single day. Because even though we're like second years, there's still so much things that we don't know yet. And for example, when we graduate, there are still gonna things that we will not be knowing. And it's just to fill in the gaps of our knowledge. Like we will be learning through this podcast. Our listeners will be learning through this podcast as well. When it comes to the little bit of a background story, I would say, Kumiha, do you want to go first? And then we
I
can kind
mean,
of, yeah?
it kind of links to our me and Rosalind's role as student campus ambassador. So I don't know if you knew, Gunnar, but me and Rosie are Legal Cheek campus ambassador. So we were basically it, like, so we were in touch with Jane, and she kind of directed with people that we had to speak to, and I think she directed us to like two of the president for the societies. We emailed, like, they came back to us, we emailed them, and essentially they asked us, like, you know, because you have like an area of commercial law, because Legal Cheek does specialize in commercial law, different types of law. They wanted to do like a workshop, essentially. I think I still have an audio recording of me talking to Rosalind, but we were like, oh, imagine if we could do a podcast, like that seems really cool. But like, I was like, I don't have the skills for it, like I don't know where to begin. Then Rosalind was like, oh, I was a podcast coordinator last year. And I was like, wait, what? And I think that's where it started, like, because Rosie had like the skills for it, we decided that we wanted to continue. We wanted to create an idea of creating a podcast. I think it just started with us two, but I think, do you want to talk a bit more about how you got involved as well? Because it kind of links, I think, when you started to join, that's when the ball started to roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gunnar?
How do I start? Basically, I'll start from the beginning on my part. There was an event at the law school, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Where we met. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. It was a meet and greet of all the law societies, and we were all networking and just like learning about each of the societies and what they have to offer. And don't exactly remember how I started talking to you guys, but I believe we had a mutual friend, and we just started talking about what are like other options are there for law students and like all the other societies and stuff. And you guys started talking about Legal Cheek, and you guys brought the idea of the podcast and how you guys are starting it off and how it's still in the works. Somewhere along the line, I mentioned that, I don't know what I said, but I remember saying something.
You said about, so, like, you had experience of like high school experience
yes,
podcast.
Exactly.
I remember that.
Yeah. I mentioned that in high school that I was in my high school podcast team where we basically, what my job was to create scripts as well as make transcriptions of the podcast, as well as like directing how the layout of the podcast is going to be. So I kind of managed basically the procedure, how the podcast is going to be produced, but more end of like the background, I would say, like talking to coordinators and bringing in like collaborating with like students as well as talks or any like, not just legal profession, it was more of just like anyone who is in a profession that a lot of the students can look up to. So that's how I got added into this.
I think I remember after hearing what you have said, like all of your experiences and everything, I looked at Pumiha and I was like, I want this guy, like I want him to be part of this. He's gonna be part of this. And then we directly asked you, and I think that's how it started.
And 2 weeks later, Rosina was in my WhatsApp inbox texting me, talking about the coordinating with like future events. And that's how we came to be Student Legal Chief.
Compass. I remember.
Student Legal Compass.
I just remember like the feeling of like, I remember when Rosalind told me that she was like the podcast coordinator last year, I was like, wow, that's like so cool, like this, because obviously when I made this, like when we were talking, I was like, oh, maybe this is like the expectation, maybe this won't be like, you know, that expectation versus reality. You know, sometimes you think of like something and then you turned out it's not gonna work out, you know. I genuinely was expecting that to happen. I was like, oh, we're just saying this. But then when Rosie explained about her you know, experience with podcasts, and then also Gnor as well, I was like, guys, we can actually make this happen, like this is not a dream anymore.
Exactly.
Like, it just felt, I think for the past like few weeks, it just felt like I was just, you know, I was talking to some of my friends about it, and it was just like, you know, sometimes I just didn't realize it's going to be, you know, we're going to actually do this. I just thought it was just like a dream that we're doing. But then when we were doing, like, you know, talking to some of the speakers that we wanted to invite, you know, brainstorming ideas, it just felt, damn, this is like, this is the real thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys have the same feeling as well? Or?
Yeah, no. After you guys asked me, I just thought it was going to be like, I don't know, just like an idea that was thrown at me, right? I didn't expect like to be just like, I don't know, it was like, it seemed like it just, it wasn't real. until Rosine basically texted me, asking me about my ideas and stuff, and we just got on call, starting having one like meetings in person, basically like made our first podcast. So I think the first call po after the first podcast, it made like seemed real, and we started making like our socials, starting to explore more options on collaboration with other people. Good thing about this podcast is that it's I feel like this is very unique, especially like it's a podcast that is for students made by students, you know? So we're learning as well, like Miha was saying, as well as we're learning from you guys, getting feedback, and you guys are learning something by us bringing like guests, as well as like we're trying to diversify our legal knowledge as well as your guys as well. So I find it very fascinating that we're doing this.
There's
Okay,
one question that I
Alan.
want to, like, I don't know whether you guys want to add this, but like your response, like, you know, when you were creating the legal, like, you know, the podcast, you know, reality is you would have told your friends about it. Did you have any like reactions to it, or like, no, yes, support, that's a phrase, support. I mean,
No, I told like two, three people that I was close to, and they were very excited about it because like one of my close friends told me that like honestly, like this what we're creating right now, like what we're to have an idea of, like this could very beneficial be beneficial to the first year law students as like people who don't really know if they want to go traditional or non-traditional route. Because like for me personally, first year, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know any networking events that were happening. I didn't know like lot I would say like the societies were very good at like showcasing the events and stuff, but I found it very I don't know, I was scared to go to those, you know, because I didn't know much information about it. So here we like here we have the opportunity and the other societies to have the opportunity to like basically talk a bit more about what there's to come. So it could be like really very beneficial to like first year. I don't know what VAC scheme was first year at all. Like I had no idea what that was. So
I would say it's like this whole podcast is kind of like when someone has a question, it will get answered. Like it will have an answer in this podcast, I would say. So the questions that everyone might have, it will get answered, if that makes sense, if I made it clear.
Yeah, no, linking to what you said, like answering the questions. Reality is, you know, that, you know, when Gunnar was saying that you didn't know what a vaccine was, reality is I didn't know what a vaccine was. I didn't know until like May. So like those type of questions, you know, reality is some people might know, some people might won't know, and those people who won't know will be afraid to ask other people. So I guess like for this podcast, we kind of answer that question. My rule is that there's no dumb questions. So any question is like good question. So like, you know, if the listeners are re listening to this, like they can like answer, like they can put on us, they can ask a question on us on DM, and we can like answer it for them. So it's like safe zone for them to like answer any, like ask any questions.
Like for example, as an international student, like I don't know the legal system in UK and how it works. So I feel like it's more like not just international students, but it's more beneficial to other students as well that might have chosen different classes in high school, like did different A levels and not did anything legal, you know?
Yeah.
So
Like even if we say that we know everything, there's always going to be something that we don't know. So, yeah, I mean, we're never going to know everything 100%. So,
life's like a learning. You will learn new things. Reality is there's like multiple different ways. You know, I think Gunnar was mentioning traditional, non-traditional ways. You know, there's a new tradition where like solicitor apprentice. I didn't know that existed until like the
Same.
start of this year. So it's just like every day you learn something new, and hopefully this podcast will bring that information. So not only are we learning, but our listeners are reading, learning at the same time.
I think that's really good.
Do you guys have any advice for like law students in general or like non-law students that might be listening to this?
I would just say ask a lot of questions. Ask a lot of questions and never be ashamed that you're asking a lot of questions. Like as Pamiha just said, there's no silly or dumb question. Like your questions will always get answers from anyone, like there will be one person that will answer your question. So I would just say ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
What about you, Mina?
I think similar to Rosamund, ask questions, but also ask for any opportunities. You know, the reality is, you know, with the podcast, you know, we contacted Jane and told her about, you know, this is the idea, and she kind of like gave us all the contact information that we should like talk to. If we didn't ask her, we wouldn't be here, if that made sense. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I feel like always ask, no matter how silly the question is, or if you feel like they're going to say no, the worst thing they can say is no. They won't do anything. They're just like, oh, sorry, we can't do this. Ask any like opportunity. But also, like, I think we will, like, as the podcast goes on, we'll be talking a little bit more about vacation schemes, mini pupillages, networking events. I would say when we do share those information out, don't feel like you need to attend every single one of them. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, only it can be very overwhelming.
Yeah, so just pick which one you find that's interesting, that you feel like it will be beneficial for you, and just take your time. I think the reality is, with the whole new system of, like, you know, getting vacation schemes, mini pupillages, it starts to be like a list that you need to like cross off every single time. Mm-hmm. So I would say one advice is, don't look at like that. Just do stuff that interests you, and don't be upset if you haven't got a vacation scheme by the end of this year or the end of third year. You know, we have time. So just take this as a journey for you to take the next step, if that makes sense. And have no regrets, I think.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
What about you, Gunnar? Any advice?
I'd say, like, going back to Miha, like, about overwhelming and like asking questions, right? Like, I know it can be very daunting asking questions in class. Like, you can always talk to prof one-on-one. Like, they're always available over the emails, and like your tutorial tutors as well that you can talk to as well. Like, believe me, I know that personally imposter syndrome is a real thing, and you might think that you're alone in that, but you're not. Like, believe me, I've been there many days. I still feel it at times as well, as exam season's coming up. Like, others might not say it because how competitive, for example, law can be and overwhelming it can be, but find ways to, like, de-stress yourself, like, go to the gym or, like, go even for a walk outside for, like, 10, 20 minutes, like, especially during exam season. Like, a lot of information is thrown at you. And I, like, if you're going to say that you're going to lock it for, like, 5-6 hours straight through, please don't. Please do take a break. Your mental health is important as well. But yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I would add on to what Gunnar is saying is just, if you, like, also look after each other as well, because the reality is you're going to be in a group of friends, and if you see that one person's, like, you know, feel a bit down or is struggling a little bit, just show some support. You know, make sure that you tell them that you're there, and then they also know that you're there as well. So if anything happens, you guys can, like, connect. You know, if you're struggling the same thing, you can, like, how do I explain it? Like, you have one another. So, like, always share whatever you're feeling as well.
Yeah.
Law can be fun. It is fun at times. Just don't pressure yourself into, like, you want to practice law, you know, you don't want to, like, law to consume yourself. Or, like, other subjects that you're taking. So be mindful of that, and other people are respected to that.
Yeah. I would say we are kind of getting close to the end. So, Werner, do you want to do the ending?
Yeah. thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope it gives you an idea of what Student Legal Compass is about, as well as give some little information about Miha, Rosie, and me as well. You guys feel free to text us, come up in lectures, and just strike a conversation. We're always welcome to have a conversation with you guys. Don't feel scared. Always going to be happy to talk to you guys. If you guys have any questions that you want to ask us, or want any guests to come that you would prefer, any questions you might have, like a particular topic or something, you're more than welcome to get in touch with us by DMing us on our social media, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.